We're expecting about 900 runners today and hoping to raise over $50,000 for Special Olympics Maryland athletes. We serve 6,500 individuals with intellectual disabilities, 24 sports all across the state of Maryland. Thanks to the great support from law enforcement, this money will go out to support those athletes.
And they, the Special Olympics athletes train and compete year-round. I know because my nephew is competing at Mount St. Mary's next month.
That's a great point. It's exactly right. We have 24 sports we offer. We have five sports this fall, 66 events over the next 3 weeks leading up to that event up at Mount St. Mary's, the Fall Festival.
Every year we cover, and WBAL is proud to partner with you on the Plunge Fest. Is this, in terms of money raised, this event, is this second to that? I know Plunge Fest raised an awful lot of money.
Yeah, the plunge raises $2.3 million. So this, you know, we've got a number of events that raise close to the $50,000 mark, which is great, and it all helps. As you said, you know, it's a year-round program where you have athletes participating in multiple sports and communities across the state.
I know you partner with state police and the Plunge Fest. You're partnering with the MDTA police in this particular event. How important is the partnership between Special Olympics and law enforcement here in Maryland?
You know, we can't say enough about the statewide support of all law enforcement agencies. Without their support, really, the program would not flourish the way that it does. From the Maryland State Police that does the plunges you talked about to the MDTA here, it's unbelievable. Those guys are awesome.
Okay, and anything else you want to add about this?
No, it's just a beautiful day. Thank you for coming out and for supporting our year-round efforts to support our athletes across the state.
It's a lot of fun.